recurring to Peter's. If you were here last Sunday, anyway, if you're not here, Simon preached a very, very convincing sermon that Jesus is real. 2 Peter 1, all right, in AD 62, which is about 2,000 years ago, they're still not sure whether Jesus was real or not. And Peter, in his last day, last breath, have to like say, come on, guys, he's real. I saw him with my own eyes. And the prophecy have come to confirm all the thing that he was going to do. All right, all the prophecy line up that this is it. And then he's coming back. So this is for real. All right, so Peter continues in 2 Peter 2 now to say, now, there are guys and girls that really twisting the truth. You better watch out for them. They are among us. Not in Marion Vineyard. But they are among us. All right, let's look at that. Next one. All right. So let me remind you, Peter, even though he was an apostle, you know, was one of the inner circle of Jesus, but to him, the calling was not to be the big apostle, but just to be a mere elder shepherd that looked after God's sheep. So let me read that. Therefore, I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder. All right? Roman Catholic put Peter as the church father. No, Peter said, no, I'm not. I'm just like one of you. Is the sheep that Christ died for. And witness of the suffering of Christ. Again, he's saying, it's real. I saw him with my own eyes. I hear him. And a particle also of the glory that is to be revealed. So Christ has come, but Christ is coming back. So there's a revelation unfolding. So he said, be shepherd of the flock of God among you. So he's talking to the pastors, overseer, exercising oversight. Look out for them. Make sure they are okay. But do it voluntarily, according to the will of God. So pastor need to look after the sheep according to the will of God. Not my own will, because I'm not good enough. According to God's will, with eagerness means do it diligently, you know, don't fall asleep. Not yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge. So I'm a pastor, but I'm not a boss. If anything, I'm the servant of all. That's the calling of a shepherd. Proving to be an example to the flock. So even though I'm a shepherd, I'm also a sheep of God. And when the chief shepherd, again, linking up to the revelation, the partaking of the glory of God, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Next one, please. So, 2 Peter 2 is about 22 verses, all right? So, in the original, there was no verses, there's no chapter, but basically, Peter, in his last years, devoted 22 verses to warn us of false prophets and false teachers because they are like wolves in sheep clothing. All right, pause a while and think. You are a lamb. You are a sheep. There's wolves among us. And he's in sheep clothing. So for you know, people who don't speak English, that is quite a saying. Wolves in sheep clothing means they are really, really aggressive, violent, and they're going to kill you. There are people like that. That Peter said, you need to be careful. And the weapon they use is deception. The devil is also known as the deceiver. All right, what does So you can look at the notes. I just go through it. I put a lot there so you can kind of glance it, Google. So this is from Google. Deception is the act and practice of deceiving, lying, misleading, otherwise hiding, covering something up, distorting the truth. All right? They use truth, but they use only half truth, or they distort it so that you don't really know what is the truth or not. The related word deceit often means the same thing. Deception doesn't just involve lying. It can consist of misrepresenting or omitting the truth or more complicated cover-ups. So false prophet and false teacher, they do deception. They themselves are deceived. So when you are deceived, you actually don't know you are deceived. That's why it's deception, all right? Oftentimes, deception is used to benefit oneself through self-promotion, self-protection, or to achieve the desired gain. So this is not from the Bible. This is just deception. So when Peter explained that, you will see some of it, that the false prophet and false teacher, they do it to self-promote, to gain something for themselves, to gain followers, to gain profit. Next one. So we're going to read this now. Actually, I'm going to get Maria to read, or someone else. I got dry mouth, so that's why I have to pause. Actually, Tim, would you like to read for me? Yep. Pass it to Tim. Marin also need a break. Just read it out from there.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But can you hear me okay? But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep.
So Peter is thinking as a shepherd of God's sheep. 2 Peter 1, he already like, Jesus is the real stuff. But among people, there's still people arising within the church. All right, it's not outside people. So most Christians will not listen to non-Christian to say, oh, don't believe in Jesus. All right, fair enough. We will understand that, okay, they don't believe. Therefore, they will say, don't believe. But within Christianity, when someone that you know for 10 years suddenly say, hey, you know what? I just got a fresh revelation. Guess what? Our neighbors, he's Jesus Christ. You know, or I know what's going to happen. You know, so prophet bring very impressive things that stimulate you and think, ah, maybe they have fresh revelation. Maybe they're more in tune with God that I need to follow them. So the thing is here, Peter said, many will follow their sensuality. So sensuality is different from spirituality. So they do sense things. They do it saying, you know, very impressive, creative imagination and creative teaching that stimulate you like, ah, oh, not the boring stuff that To Sang always bring, you know, always use a scripture. Ah, oh, so boring. You know, I need new stuff, you know. So they create new books that kind of like, okay, I give you the divine code, the divinity code that you can interpret the Bible in a very high-level spirituality. Don't you want that? Don't you want that? Many will follow them. That's what Peter is writing. The way of the truth will be maligned. You know, how many of you have been to a foreign country? You're like, I got nowhere. You know, we just came back from Philippines. And how frustrating is it? How do you get there? They go left first, then right, da-da-da-da, fine. And then they try to follow the instruction. You lose the way. They malign the way of the truth. You know? And sometimes they say, come with me. Again, you don't know the stranger. You kind of like, are you taking me the right way? So whoever you listen to, your favorite prophet from the social media or favorite teacher. Now, it's interesting. It's false teacher and false prophet. It's not false shepherd. So the teacher, the prophet, do not have a heart to care for you. What they care for is their revelation, supposedly. Their deep thinking teaching. So they want you to follow them. All right, next one. Please.
But these, like unreasoning animals, born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed, reviling where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed, suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong. They count it a pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions as they carouse with you, having eyes full of adultery that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed, accursed children.
So you're probably acute enough to recognize I miss out 4 to 11. 4 to 11, again, is, like I say, it's 22 verses. 4 to 11 is a comparing with Old Testament people who gone wrong, all right? So you can read it, you know, it's comparing Noah, the prophet of righteous, and Lot, and Sodom and Gomorrah, and then also a donkey that, you know, was trying to talk to the prophet. So Peter is using a strong language, all right? On this side, all right, compared to this side, you have more kids compared to this side. Is that right? Okay. Possibly. Okay. Just imagine your children under some adults who pretend to be good but have wrong motives. What would you do as parents? You know, just imagine one of your kids got sabotaged. You go crazy. I would. All right? So Peter is using strong words because the false prophet and false teachers are unreasoning animals. They are deceitful. They have no knowledge, but yet they pretend they do because they are taking away the sheep from God's way. That's why he uses language like this. It is very strong language, reveling in their deception, all right, enticing and stable soul. So your soul need to be stable to look at Christ and Christ alone. No human being should take the place of your Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, not your shepherd, not your pastor, not any guru who profess to know the end times or whatever. Do you understand that? All right? A good shepherd would say, no, 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 I'm not the shepherd. The chief shepherd is Christ. I just want to tell you some of the things about God's ways. All right? So you beware of their false characters. What kind of person they are? What kind of creed? Creed means what kind of thing they are telling you? What kind of doctrine? What kind of teaching? You have to use your brain to say, oh, doesn't compare with the scripture. And the converts, the people that follow them, what are they like? Are they free? Are they living a life full or they're trapped? Next one, please.
These are springs without water and mists driven by a storm, for whom the black darkness has been reserved. For speaking out arrogant words of vanity, they entice by fleshly desires by sensuality those who barely escape from the ones who live in error, promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved.
Again, strong words, flowery words, basically saying they are puff of smoke that doesn't mean anything, you know. But again, very strong word, speaking out of arrogance. So because they are very prideful, they're not being accountable, enticed by fleshly desire. So among the Christendom, they have arise, particularly in our 2024 world, social media. You can follow anyone. You know, I've been a pastor for 10 years. When someone come to me and they bring something, I like, you're not reading your Bible, but I know where you're talking from. Because I do check out other podcasts. I do look out and say, what's the fad for today? What's the latest prophecy? You know, some people like go to prophecy like they go to daily horoscope. They're like, I need a pep up. I better chase up a prophet who has the latest prophecy, you know. So sensuality, you know, Peter used that word a lot. I don't know what year, but I got this revelation. Better be careful, I might be a false prophet. But sensuality is very closely linked to sexuality. All right? So when a prophet say, I sense something, a lot of time is sensing. That's what sensuality is. You know, their imagination can go wild. I would say it's kind of vain imagination. Now, remember, a few weeks ago, previously, I said to you, pursue love, eagerly, earnestly go after spiritual gifts, especially prophecy. So I'm not saying all prophecy are bad. I'm just saying beware of false prophet. Promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. Next one.
For it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn away from the holy commandment handed on to them. It has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a pig after washing returns to wallowing in the mire.
Now that's a hard one, because Marie preached on 2 Peter 1, if you remember, once saved, always saved. All right? So if you look at that scripture, for it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. So these people actually know the way of righteousness. They actually encounter God, but why did they turn away? That having known it, to turn away from the holy commandment handed to them. So these are our Christian brothers and sisters. Or they look like our Christian brothers and sisters. That's why it's deception. You know, if I wear crazy clothes, you know, in random mall and say, God is coming back tomorrow, you will say, he's crazy. But if I dress like that, come to you after 10 years and say, hey, you know what? Our church is going to do something radical because I just got the fresh revelation. We need to be radical because God is coming back. How many would you tend to believe me? Because it's like, I know To, you know, he's quite good with prophecy. No, don't listen to me. You know, don't listen to me. We got a funny joke. I need to digress a bit. We stay with someone. His name is John. And, you know, he was driving in Mount Dandenong. It's known to be with a lot of witchcraft. All right? So he just passed and then pick up a woman. And then all she did is evil. Evil. After a while, he's non-charismatic. Then he like... So this person was saying Hillsville. But he pronounced like evil, evil. Anyway, that's a distraction. I can't help it. All right. That's what we need to do. All right? We need to be like Berean. Whoever teach you, whoever prophesy, go back to the scripture and say, what is it talking about? That's why I put the scripture up there. You know, you kind of like, ah, oh, maybe that's not true. I don't know that version. Check it out. Ask the Spirit, because your soul is at stake. You want your soul to go to the right place. So I think Peter is saying their true nature is they are like dogs and pigs. Sounds terrible because I love eating pork. But for Jews, it's not kosher. Dogs and pigs, they don't like it. So they're saying their nature is such, they were never really converted. Even they were given, but their nature is they belong to the father of lies. They will always live in deception. Something to interpret, something to understand. Next one, please. All right. So all I want to pick up is false prophet, false teacher will introduce destructive heresy. Heresy means whatever is not of the truth taught by the Bible. So it's a deceptive doctrine that they will introduce. And they deny the master. How can you have Christianity and you deny the master? Because they want to replace Christ with themselves. And then the way of truth will be maligned, blasphemed, as in really go against what God actually is about. Many will follow the false prophet and teachers. You know, all this ministry that has so much money, and sometimes I look at them, I'm like, what are they preaching? They're not even using the Bible, and yet so many followers. In greed, again, deception is to use as a means to get something to exploit you with false words, you know, colorful words, but don't really have the truth. They indulge in corrupt desire and despise authority. So false prophet, false teacher, again, this is not cult. Cult you can pick. This is sheep that arises among us to say, you know what? Again, Torah preaching is, let me show you some of the truth that I'm gaining, you know, learning from online, you know, this prophet, this rabbi, you know, is so messianic and all that. Be careful, all right? A shepherd's heart is to guard the sheep, but sheep can go astray and try to follow a false prophet and false teacher, and that breaks the shepherd's heart, because it's like, we care for you, but you choose to follow someone else. Like unreasoning animals reveling in their deception. Again, they don't even know they are deceived, enticing unstable soul. Let's go, next one. All right. Truth is very important. Truth emphasized wrongly is no longer truth. Okay? Truth emphasized wrongly is no longer truth. So if I want to go this way, all right, I want to hit that pole, I have to stay straight and narrow. If I divert just 1 degree off, all right, I'm not going to touch that pillar. If that's my goal, I have to stick straight and narrow. So knowing the truth, Jesus say in John 8:31, if you hold on to my words, if you hold on to what I teach you, what I say, then you will know the truth. Because my word, living word, Jesus' word, is full of truth. And when you know the truth, you will be free. So in reverse, if you follow deception, you follow lies, you will not be free. You will be enslaved. You will lose your soul. So Peter again say, be careful about false prophet and teacher, because they take you away from Jesus, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's not three different things. I believe it's combined. It's like the Trinity. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So that's why Peter is like, no. Don't let those guys malign the way of truth, because Jesus is the truth. The truth is a person in God's head. That's why all falsehood is dangerous, all deception. Next one. All right, I'm going to run through. So Peter is picking up not something new. All right, Peter was writing in AD 68. Paul in his time saying, be on guard for yourself and for all the flock, talking to the shepherd of Ephesus, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. You know, if you are here, you need to hopefully get peace and say, is this God put me here? Because Holy Spirit put you where he thinks you will grow and be protected. So, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood, so you are all precious. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves, men and women will arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciple after them. That's what false teacher and false prophet do. So it's nothing new in 2024, except there's more. There's more now in 2024. Next one, please. So Jude, once again, Jude is Jesus' half-brother, one of the leaders in the early church. For certain person have crept in unnoticed, all right? That's how deceptive they are. Those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation, ungodly person who turned the grace of our God into licentiousness. It's a big word, means doing whatever you want immorally, all right? So the grace of God is to save you, to give you freedom, but freedom to love. Freedom to serve, not freedom to indulge in your flesh and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. So it's very subtle, because they want you to follow them and not follow Jesus Christ. But a godly shepherd would say, no, follow the chief shepherd. I just help you, guide you, provide some nourishment, so that you can recognize your true chief shepherd. Next one. All right, Tim, please.
Jesus said, beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit.
That is a tough one for me, because I know I like prophecy, but my life is not such that I can say, I'm perfect and I bear just good fruit. So it's not talking about that, you know. So we do all have a bit of flaw. But he's saying consistently they are choosing not the way of Christ. Consistently they choose to sin, to deny the Master. You know, for me, I know sometimes I blew it because of my whatever, you know. The latest one is somebody say I got neurodivergent. So means I don't have good people skill, I don't know. Is there an excuse or whatever? So it's not that. It's basically the fruit they bear. It's basically what kind of roots they have. All right? It's again, open your eyes. Who are you following? Who are you listening? Who are you looking up to? Is it Jesus Christ? You know, or someone that can say, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Someone that represents a bit of Christ to you. Because you have a choice to be a good godly sheep and follow the good shepherd, or you go astray yourself. Next one, please. Yeah.
And then if anyone says to you, behold, here is the Christ, or behold, he is there, do not believe him. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders in order to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But take heed. Behold, I've told you everything in advance.
Next one, please, Joshua. Oh, okay. Blank. No. Finish. Let me pray, then we'll go into worship. So, Father, the warning is so strong from Peter, from Paul, from Jude, from Jesus, our Lord himself. There will be false prophets and false teachers among us. And the Christendom has grown so big, it's not just here in this locality. We can seek out whatever on the social media and allow whoever to come into our lounge, our living room, our bedroom, and fellowship in the virtual world. So would you guard our hearts today, just stir us up to say, I only want the truth and truth alone. I only want Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. And help us, Lord, as a community of faith to say, we're going to look out for each other. We're going to check each other's how we're going in our devotion. We're going to make ourselves accountable. We're going to be our brothers and sister keeper to keep the straight and narrow so that we don't lose our soul. So, Father, we thank you. As we worship, would you highlight few whatever you want for us? Come, Holy Spirit.